How are you? Happy, happy, happy Monday. Okay, are you getting out of bed going, woohoo, let's get on with the week. It's Monday, let's get some stuff done. Or are you getting up and say, ick, it's Monday. Well, today, if that's you, that's okay, because we're going to try to get rid of the ick. All right, we'll do that, make you happy about a Monday. That's cool, because we're going to talk about how high is your ceiling? How do you see your ceiling in life? Your ceiling in your career, your business, your relationships, all that stuff, you know, the high or the low, how do you see it? What's your perspective? That's today's program. It's the Daily Boost from MotivationToMove.com. The positive boost you need every single day, but it's so much more than positive. It's practical. Because sometimes we try to be positive and happy and do the things we want to do, and gosh, you should, right? And yet sometimes life gets in the way. It's like, okay, well, I guess I got to deal with this one. Because you know what? I tried to call up a unicorn to take the Rainbow Highway down to get to the store the other day, and they never showed up. So I had to get practical. I had to use my Uber app. See, practicality works. My name is Scott Smith. I'm the founder, chief motivating officer here at MotivationToMove.com. You know that I am blessed because I got in line early the day I was born. I said, what are you going to give me for life? They said, what do you want? And I said, well, listen, there's a lot of things I want, but I think maybe some common sense and the gift of gab. Can you give me some of that? Oh, you got it. Only a few years later did I realize what I didn't get. Nonetheless, I'm like, no, I'm not going to talk about that. It's not going to happen. We got a big show today. Big show this week. It's a great time of the year, wrapping up a year, getting into a new year. That cranks me up. I get excited, and I hope you're cranked up too as well. So on Mondays, I always start the program by saying, have you done your homework? Now, the reason I ask, have you done your homework, is because when I was a kid, when I was in high school, I didn't do my homework. I was really good at not doing my homework and getting away with it. I think I had a business writing hall passes back when. Yeah, I did. I was one of those guys. But I got into the adult world. I said, something's wrong here. Can't wing it every day. Boss is not going to let me give him a hall pass. So I started getting up, paying attention, started studying. I said, I got to ask how my life is going. Am I getting the direction I want to go? So that was a question. How's it going? If I like it, the goal was to keep it going that way. If I didn't like it, the goal was not to get mad, not to get upset, not to go drink a bunch, but just figure out what I had to do to change it. I can tell you from personal experience and now in the tens of thousands of hours of talking to people, it's been doing this a long time, that in almost every case, people are having a challenge getting what they want in life. It's because they haven't stopped to think about, I don't know, what they want in life. And lots of times when they finally get on the phone with me, they're like, I've been thinking about what I want in life, and I don't know. And so we work on that. You can do it yourself, though. You don't need me. Although it's okay if you hire me. That's cool, too. I'll charge you money. You'll give me money. We'll be happy. It's an awesome situation. It really is. So, what? I'm just being honest, okay? That's how life works. So how high is your ceiling? So here's the deal. Sometimes I scratch my head. I'm like, what? When people say things I cannot believe is true. Now, that's just me not believing it's true. Whether it is or it isn't, doesn't matter. It's just what I think. Same for you. Same for you. You don't know. It doesn't matter. As long as you think it's true, right? But sometimes I hear something. I go, what? That can't be true. My wife said something that can't be true. Now, I know wives never lie to their husbands. I know. But she lies to me. Silly things. Now, she's hot, she's beautiful, she's funny, she's always happy. Just makes me sick. It does. She's way above my pay grade. No, she's not. I can afford her. She's low maintenance, not a big deal. Hot, but low maintenance. What a package. You know what she said to me? I like to paint. It's fun. I don't like to do it all the time, but I like to paint. I'm like, what? No sane person would ever say that. I guess it's a perspective thing, right? So you might figure this out. I'm not particularly fond of painting. I prefer to pay somebody to paint. I'll just be here. Same thing. You pay me to coach you. I pay somebody to paint. Okay? Same deal. See? It works. Here. Have money. Paint my stuff. Joy likes to paint. Chooses not to pay someone to paint. So if I want to make her happy, if it makes her happy, I let her paint. And that leaves me in a really awkward situation because guess what I get to do now? I get to sit around and do what I do, which is talk. What are you doing today, Scott? More talking? What do you do, Joy? I'm painting. I thought you liked to paint. Still, I'm sitting around talking and watching the paint dry. It's silly, but she seems to be happy doing it. So I wondered if she hatched this evil plan to make me feel like a lazy husband. I thought about that. I mean, it's good she works out so she can keep climbing up and down that ladder, I guess. And is it the, yeah, it's paint all over that expensive workout outfit. She says, I need a new one anyway. Christmas is coming. Anyway, she seems to enjoy it. And as they say, happy wife, happy life, right? I hear that a lot. Come here real close. I believe that, by the way. I actually believe it, that rhymes really well, but it could be just about anything. You make people happy there. It's a better life, right? But I hear people say happy wife, happy life. I hear mostly women say that. I don't know why. I guess it's a perspective thing. So one day, Joy was painting my office, the very office I sit in right now, the incredibly plush Motivation Move studio with all the fancy dancy stuff in here that breaks all the time and somebody has to fix it and I don't know how. But it's cool looking. I'm sitting here in my office and she painted my office. She painted the contrasting wall in here because I requested it darker. And she said, I don't like accent walls. I said, but I need an accent wall because I'm an accent kind of guy. So she said, okay, I'll paint it. So I'm watching her standing up on the ladder in her very tight workout pants, painting my wall, feeling bad that, well, actually I kind of enjoyed that moment to be honest with you, because she was kind of up there, but she was in my center of world domination right here where I live my world, paying attention to myself and only myself, because that's what we all do. We just pay attention to ourselves, right? We're in the moment. That's it. It's not a bad thing. The minute you, Scott, you need to think about somebody else. I do think about other people, but I got to breathe first, eat, and go to the bathroom too. That's me, okay? She had this really confused look on her face. And I'm thinking to myself, is she mad at me? I mean, she's up on the ladder painting. I seem to be looking at her like I might like her. Maybe I like those, yeah. Is she mad at me? What's going on? She has a weird look on her face. And it turned out she was kind of thinking, I do the same thing. You know that? What are you thinking about? Uh-oh, scares you to death, doesn't it? What I do? She says, how high do you think this ceiling is? Huh? 12 feet? 14? Is this ceiling 16 feet tall? Now, I don't live in a McMansion down on the beach. I don't have a 16-foot ceiling anywhere in the house. Now, I know that. I do, because I bought the house and I measured everything. I said, no, honey. The ceiling is 10 feet high. And she had another look on her face. I said, really? 10 feet high? It looks so much higher. Are you sure? Yes, I'm sure. Everything looks different depending on where you are standing at the time. It's a perspective thing. Enjoy continued painting. I started fixing lunch. We settled down on two thoughts. First, this was going to be a podcast. Secondly, perspective in life is everything. And when you take a second to recognize that not everybody sees the world the way you do, everything gets better. That's a promise. I'll see you tomorrow.